Hey, good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. Also, going over to our friends on Free FM 89.0. And it's a beautiful spring day out there today, warming up, isn't it, folks? And today on the show, we will probably going to be talking to Katie from the Whangarei Environment Centre, probably. We'll start the show. I'm a little disorganised this week, folks, so we're going to start the show anyways with the Bob Dylan song, Isis. And this one goes out to my cousin Merv. I was down at his funeral last week, and this is one of his favourites. So this one goes out to you, Merv. And thinking of you, Auntie Pam, and cousins Rita, Andrew, and Greg.
I married Isis on the 5th day of May, but I could not hold on to her very long. So I cut off my hair and I rode straight away for the wild unknown country where I could not go wrong. I came to a high place of darkness and light. The abiding light ran through the center of town. I hitched up my pony to a post on the right. Went into the laundry, I washed my clothes down. A man in the corner approached me for a match. I knew right away he was not ordinary. He said, are you looking for something easy to catch? Said, I got no money. He said, that ain't necessary. We set out that night for the cold in the north. I gave him my blanket and he gave me his word. I said, where are we going? He said, we'll be back by the fourth. I said, that's the best news that I've ever heard. I was thinking about turquoise, I was thinking about gold, I was thinking about diamonds and the world's biggest necklace. As we rode through the canyons, through the devilish cold, I was thinking about Isis, how she thought I was so reckless. How she told me that one day we would meet up again, and things would be different the next time we were. If I only could I hang on and just be her friend. I still can't remember all the best things she said. We came to the pyramids all embedded in ice. He said, there's a body I'm trying to find. If I carry it out, it'll bring a good price. 'Twas then that I knew what he had on his mind. The wind, it was a howling, and the snow was outrageous. We chopped through the night and we chopped through the dawn. When he died, I was hoping that it wasn't contagious. But I made up my mind that I had to go on. I broke into the tomb, but the casket was empty. There was no jewels, no nothing. I felt I'd been had. When I saw that my partner was just being friendly, when I took up his offer, I must have been mad. ¶¶
inside. Threw him down in the hole, and I put back the cover. I said a quick prayer, then I felt satisfied. Then I rode back to find Isis, just to tell her I love her. She was there in the meadow where the creek used to rise, blinded by sleep and in need of a bed. I came in from the east with the sun in my eyes. I cursed her one time, then I rode on ahead. She said, where you been? I said, no place special. She said, you look different. I said, well, I guess. She said, you've been gone. I said, that's only natural. She said, you're gonna stay. I said, if you want me to, yes. Smile on the fifth day of May in the drizzle and the rain.
All right, folks, here we are. That was Bob Dylan there with Isis. Then one goes out to you, Cassie Merv. And with the time now here on the Over the Fence show, and some of the headlines are, there's a northwesterly airflow coming over the country from Australia today. And so the eastern region is going to be pretty warm, getting into the mid-20s. And there's a chance that the eastern North Island might even reach into the late 20s. A bit away inland from the coast and things like that. And Thursday will continue to be warm, and the North Island will be, so it'll be another lovely warm day by the looks of things tomorrow. But there is some rain coming on Friday and Saturday, and it's going to cool things down a little bit, and there might actually be some heavy falls, probably maybe around here in Whangaroa, but most likely kind of up north kind of ways. Bit of rainfall up, kind of heavy up there, and there's also a front moving on to the lower South Island also on Thursday, which is going to bring heavy rain, and heavy rain is going to move along the South Island too into the West Coast onto Friday. And in the east, you can expect strong nor'westerlies ahead of the front on Thursday. And there may even be snow, they're saying, and behind the front. There's going to be cold air, maybe snow for the south lower South Island and round about the main divide, maybe Friday, Saturday, things, something like that. So they're probably expecting it in sort of inland Southland, Otago, above 700 metres, with maybe around about 500 mils, something like that. So, yes, that's could be a bit of snow on the way. And it is official, folks. El Nino is actually here, the weather pattern. It was announced by the Bureau of Meteorology. The Australasian Climate Authority says El Nino is officially here now. They made the announcement, I think it was yesterday or maybe earlier today. And what does that mean? Well, it means that there's going to be a change in the airflows, basically, and it's going to be across Australia and kind of New Zealand. Less rain? I don't know if there's going to be less rain, Aaron. There's a drier pattern forming from Aussie to New Zealand, so there you go. Maybe, Aaron, maybe less rain. There's a few flies over in Australia at the moment. I know that much, and so yes, Hawke's Bay is going to probably see a drier pattern kick in, so it'll be nice for them, I guess, but there's going to be spring rain around as well. So yes, that's that as well. What can we expect here in Whangaroa this week? Well, expected high today of 21 degrees, 23 tomorrow. That's getting summer, isn't it, folks? And then Friday, 20, and then from Saturday after that rain sort of hits, it's going to be somewhere between like 16 and 18 degrees. Cloudy today and tomorrow, a little bit of rain maybe Friday, Saturday, a bit of rain, then sort of sunny with showers, a good classic old spring sort of week up ahead. See you here. And the nighttime temperatures are going to be 8 degrees tonight, 12 degrees Thursday, 14 Friday, and somewhere between, oh, then it drops down quite considerably actually, Saturday 9, Sunday 8 degrees is the nighttime temperatures, Monday 7, then 6, then 4 on Wednesday. So yeah, certainly getting cooler, all right. And the winds, well, west-southwesterlies today, moving nor-easterly tomorrow, then northerly Friday, Saturday, then south-westerly Sunday, east-southwesterlies Monday, south-southwesterlies Tuesday and Wednesday next week. So yes, that's humidity today is there, 62%, and the sun rose this morning at 6:15, and we'll set at 6:15. There we are, perfect 12 hours, there we are. And the length of visible light is 12 hours and 51 minutes. The actual day length is, 12 hours. And tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 24 seconds longer than it is today. And of course, the equinox, the spring or vernal equinox, is happening on Saturday. And the day length there is going to be like 13 hours, they're expecting in New Zealand. What's an equinox? Well, it's one of the 2 days of the year when the sun crosses the equator and day and night become equal in length. The vernal equinox marks the beginning of the astronomical spring, while the autumnal autumnal equinox marks the beginning of autumn. So, yes, the astronomical spring begins on Saturday. All right, and the beautiful moon, I've seen it a couple of nights, not for the last couple of nights, but before that, saw it a little bit. And right now it's 30% illuminated, it's a waxing crescent, and that will rise, or did rise, at 8:31 this morning, and will set at 21 past 11 this evening, with the September on Saturday is going to be a waxing gibbous moon, that's going to be on Equinox Day, and a full moon on the 29th of September. All right, so there's a bit of weather for you, and now I'm going to play for you the Manic Street Preachers, Motorcycle Emptiness.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that was the Manic Street Preachers there with Motorcycle Emptiness, one of their earlier ones, and that one goes to you, Jeff, who grew up with them over in Swansea, he was saying, a guest from a couple of weeks ago. And we'll do some public service announcements here on the Over the Fence show now, and straight over the entranceway from Raglan Community Radio HQ here in the Whanganui Environment Centre, the Aroha stand is sitting out in the entranceway there. With a bunch of seeds and some seed raising mix and little punts and things like that, so you can grab all that stuff for free and go home and start putting some seeds in the ground. Excellent time for that right now as we come into spring for, you know, your tomatoes and cucumbers and things like that. And also the tool library is open next door as well. And up at the community house, I was just up there for a little meeting just before the show, and the Koha Kai is going to carry on right through spring, so that's a free feed basically for everybody. So you can go out there and help help them get it organised from about 10 o'clock, and the actual food's on from like 12 to 2 o'clock. And you can leave a little Koha there if you so wish. But yes, so that's going on up at the community house there by the next 20 men and Mike and that getting that one together. So that's a great initiative up there. And also, what else? Oh, yes, for all the other DJs who may or may not be listening, don't forget, week today at 7 o'clock next week is the Raglan Community Radio AGM. I think anyone's welcome to it, I think. And so, yeah, that's happening next week for anyone who might have forgot. And I think that's kind of it for the public service announcements at the moment. Now I'm going to play a few Children's Hour with their song Go Slow.
So
folks. There we are. That was Children's Hour there with their song Go Slow, and it's gardening to-do's time here on the Over the Fence Show now. And if you're planting by the moon, or gardening by the moon, I should say, in the last few days of the new moon sort of quarter, excellent time to plant out leafy green vegetables like lettuces, rockets, and spinach. And good time to direct sow mesclun as well. And as we hit the first quarter moon on Saturday, it's a good time to dig in broad bean plants to add nitrogen to the soil. And also a good time to sow bean seeds planting your bean seeds. And it says here a little tip, sow them in separate cells or pots, as beans don't like their roots being disturbed. So there's a few things you can do by the moon. And what else can you plant? Well, spring now, folks, so plenty of stuff. So grab a pen and a bit of paper, and here we go. At least some apples, apricot, asparagus, basil, beans, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, bok choy, broccoli, cabbage, calendula, capsicum, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chrysanthemum, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, dahlia, daisies, dianthus, eggplant, feed jars, forget-me-nots, fuchsias, gerberas, gladiolus, sympatiens, kale, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, lilies, limes, mandarins, marigolds, mesclun, oranges, pansy, viola, parsley, parsnips, peas, pears, petunias, poppies, potatoes, pumpkin and squash, radish, raspberries, rhubarb, rocket, rose, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onions, strawberries, sweet peas, sweet corn, and tomatoes. All right, and there's a few of the things, and being spring and all, I think next week I'll freshen up the gardening presentation. I think there's a couple of things I want to add in and take out and whatever, so, but that's next week anyway. So now I'm going to play for you a Mutton Bird song called A Thing Well Made. Friend of the station, Don McGlashan, was here a couple of weeks ago, and he's got a signed poster on the wall now from him to Regular Community Radio. So here's one of the tracks you played, second to the last one you played at the gig at the Yard. Very very well done again to the Yard. It was a great gig. And he was in fine form, Don McGlashan, and he was with a lady, I can't remember her name, but she was excellent as well. Multi-instrumentalist and a good singer and things as well. So, yeah, great show. And here's A Thing Well Made.
Putting it down and standing. back. Can you see the moment when he said, that's it, that's perfect.
Folks, that was the Mutton Booze there with Thing Well Made. Excellent concert it was too, a couple of weeks ago. Don McGlashan in town. Signpost from the Wall Street Pool. Paul from the Friday Freak Zone and his lovely wife just popped in the studio for a little chat. And yes, always look forward to that Friday, 2:30 to 5, isn't it, Paul? Friday Freak Zone? Yes. What's the theme this week, Paul? You got that organised yet?
More of the same.
More of the same. Here we are, folks. And we all love that. And I'm going to do some, what do you call them, primary sector headlines right now. And the Hawke's Bay Fruit Growers Association says a slowdown of work to remove silt and debris on Cyclone Hood orchards could cost the region, its people and the economy, if not finished soon. The council has asked its 40-plus contractors to slow down the work and reduce their hours while it manages the risk of overspending the silt removal budget. The budget was $44 million. Out of the $70 million fund for Tairawhiti as well, that was announced way back in May. So, yeah, I was talking to Michael actually last week, and he said, yeah, it's still a mess down there, and there's like guys, orchards are underwater, and they probably won't be able to be used for, you know, grow anything again on them for another 10, 20 years, something like that. So, yeah, some of the folks down there are doing it pretty tough. Really hard on the mental health of the farmers down there too in those situations. And the farmers are calling for the next government to launch independent inquiry into rural banking. Yes, they are. From the Fed Farmers, they're calling on the next government to carry out an independent inquiry into rural banking after a survey conducted in May found more farmers were coming under undue pressure from their banks. The numbers are up from 17% in November 2022 to 24% in May 23, the highest level since surveys began in 2015. Spokesperson Richard McIntyre said farmers were doing it tough with rising costs, bad weather and falling payouts. And the last thing they want to be worrying about is whether or not they're getting a fair deal from their bank, he says. Yeah, I suppose it's not really news. I mean, banks have been pretty hard on farmers for a long time now, really. But there we are. And so we have this headline here as well. A new seven-year, $10.5 million program is setting out to breed sheep with finer wool, greater tolerance for hot weather, lower methane emissions, and top-quality meat traits. Our state-owned farming company, PAMU, is a subsidiary, Focused Genetics, Ag Research and the Ministry for Primary Industries, are teaming up for the program dubbed Sheep of the Future, transformational for Aotearoa's sheep flock. MPI is committing over $4 million towards it through the Sustainable Food and Fibre Futures Fund. And the program will enable benchmarking, breed comparisons, research on new traits and breeding programs to develop fine wool and no wool sheep in Aotearoa. So, yeah, that's
kind of interesting. Sheep of the Future program. So it'll be interesting to see what comes 7 years. So yeah, it will be interesting that. And what else do we have here? The supply of spring vegetables should be plentiful, and massive price hikes seen a year ago are not on the cards, according to a grower group. United Fresh President Jerry Pendergrass said, following good weather planting conditions, vegetables ready for harvest now and providing no hail or frosts, consumers will have lots of choice. Loose leaf green vegetables of all types will be coming out of Pukekohe, Horowhanua, Tasman and even Gisborne area. And anything that we constantly call leafy greens, brassicas, anything right through from coriander to cabbage. Quite a positive crop on the ground, he says. And leafy green prices will also be slightly lower as supplies ramped up and inflationary pressures were easing. So that's good news. If you're not growing your own veggies, looks like they're all going to be a bit cheaper. So that's all good. And I think we will finish with this one here. We're a Sea Lord. The fishing company, of course, is entered into an agreement to buy Independent Fisheries, which could make it New Zealand's biggest seafood business if the Commerce Commission and the Overseas Investment Office grant clearance for the sale. Sea Lord would take control of the Christchurch-based Independent Fisheries business. And the sale would also include a quota of 46,000 metric tons. Far out. Two owned and one chartered deep water fishing factory fishing vessel, more than 500 staff and a cold storage facility. So, I think that'll do for headlines, I feel like. So now I'm going to play for you Dimmer with their song Crystallator. Yeah, that was Dimmer there with their song Crystallator, and I'm going to play for you none of the New Zealand band Street Chant with their song Salad Days.
terrific. So we are. That was the Gordons there with, oh, not the Gordons. That's who I'm going to play next. That was, of course, Street Chant with their song Salad Days. And while I get a little something organized, I'm going to play soon. Here goes the Gordons with Coal Miner Song. I'll be back after this.
We'll be right back.
All right. There's the Gordons there with Coal Miner Song. Now I'm going to play for you a talk by Wilson Mitchell, who is a man on a mission about improving health outcomes for rural people right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So I hope you enjoy this one.
There's always a basic level of service that people need to sort of keep a community going, and I think definitely healthcare is one of those services.
Get up!
I know a lot of people do struggle in some smaller rural places across New Zealand in terms of being able to access healthcare and receive the same quality of care as what someone will get in a big city. I personally don't think that's good enough. I think everyone should be able to access the same level of care, no matter the RD number. So I'm really keen to get out and sort of help make that difference to those rural communities. I'm Wilson Mitchell. I'm an aspiring farmer and medical student from the Tairi Plain. I'm currently a sixth-year medical student doing my honours year down at the University of Otago in Dunedin. We grew up on a 420-acre bull beef and a few sheep running for good measure farm. I was, I think, really fortunate actually to, you know, be one of the people who can say that they grew up on a farm. Mum and Dad were both working full-time, so it was sort of a matter of, you know, coming home from school and getting stuck into some farm work. I spend a lot of my sort of spare time in the weekends and university holidays and things. I get out and do a lot of shearing for other smaller farmers around Dunedin. I've worked in a tailing gang, doing relief milking and just casual farm work around the place as well. I've also run a firewood business with my younger brother based here out of Mum and Dad's block. So sort of a good way to get out on the chainsaw and sort of lose myself for a few hours and just use a different part of my brain, I guess. It's really important for me to sort of do something a lot more physical. That's sort of when I find that my best ideas or inspiration, if you like, comes calling. I think really helps to reset myself and make sure that I can put my best foot forward when I'm in that other role as a medical student. Currently I'm one of the co-chair people of Students of Rural Health Aotearoa. We are really involved in giving positive rural experiences to tertiary students, whether they be studying medicine or dentistry, nursing. We're really keen to get those students out and involved in the rural communities, and hopefully that they sort of fall in love with it and then decide that that's the option for them in the future. And we've also been involved in doing some rural schools trips, so it's all about getting those same students to go and visit high school students in those rural communities and sort of hopefully give them that drive and passion to go and train in those fields and come back to their own communities and be that point of difference for healthcare. I really enjoy working with people, getting to know people and sort of helping them through things that they've got going on in their own lives. I find that very rewarding and fulfilling myself, and eventually I'd love to settle down, really establish myself within a rural community and providing that healthcare role. And then also would love the opportunity to end up with my own block of land one day. My love of farming really stems from just being outside, working with the animals, looking after the animals, and to be able to go and help those people from those rural communities. I can't really think of a better combination, to be honest.
All right, there we are, folks. That was Wilson Mitchell with his story and rural health. Yes, it is a... I haven't heard too many people talking about it, but yes, it is it's still a thing, and the services aren't great for the people, rural people in Aotearoa. So hopefully we'll see some improvement in these sort of areas as time goes by. And that's kind of it for the show for today, and I hope you enjoyed it.
And I'll be back again next week. I've got a couple of irons in the fire guest-wise, folks. So this will hopefully all happen next week. And have a great week. Enjoy the sunshine while it's here. And yes, it's going to rain over the weekend, but it is getting dry, so it'll be probably welcomed by most people, I'd imagine. So, yep, enjoy yourselves, folks. Ka kite, and I'm going to go out with On Again, Off Again. Bye.